Hi, my name is Chris Richmond, and welcome to the 5-Minute Marketing Action Plan, targeted for you, the entrepreneur. You'll be able to find out information about our podcast on pr-nightmare.com. That's prnightmare.com. Today's podcast is about website ownership rights. You want to protect yourself and your rights when working with any third party, making sure that you know who owns what and who will own that content after any sort of contract ends with that party. Be upfront and be clear, and you can protect yourself. So welcome. Let's have a 30-second recap of who you are and why you're here. You're a business owner. You need to achieve rapid time to value. You want return on your investment for the time that you spend marketing your website. You need a checklist of daily and weekly marketing tasks, and that's what this podcast is here to do, is to help you create a list of achievable, easy things that you can accomplish as a non-technical person. How do you stay focused? Number one, you set a 15-minute timer using a stopwatch or some sort of alarm or alert on your computer that keeps you focused on the tasks, not spending time on other email or social media. You can set a daily meeting reminder in Outlook or another online calendar to remind you to do these tasks every day. And as always, remember, if you are going to do anything online, remember to ask yourself if it will get someone to take action, visit your website, and become a lead. You want to create buyers. They'll see you as a trusted authority, and they'll become a customer for life. So, what's the benefit of having a well-planned marketing strategy? Well, obviously, you'll know what you're talking about when you're working with any third-party marketing groups. Having a great online presence has lots of benefits. You create a broader awareness for your service. You establish credibility. And most importantly, you're able to use leverage, that all-important word in small business. How do you do things once and reuse it elsewhere for more benefit? Whether you're an online entrepreneur, a brick-and-mortar business, or a healthcare professional, you can take action right now. So let's talk about your digital rights. What are your rights when it comes to the content that's created when working with a third party? Now, obviously, I have to caveat this that I am not a lawyer, and you should always seek legal advice if you think your rights are at risk. But I want you to protect yourself and your brand, so here's some of my advice. Now, the benefit of working with a third party, obviously, is leverage. You can have their expertise and get your product to market faster. Where does this working with a third party come in, and how do you protect yourself? Well, data rights and ownership is part of your planning and budgeting phase of your marketing workflow. So, when you're working with a third party, you want to know a couple of things before talking to them. You want to know what your average cost per lead is and your lifetime customer value. With those two metrics, then, working with a third party, you can measure against that and say, can you beat this? How are we doing against those statistics? Those are your two critical statistics. All right, so let's ask the right questions up front about working with any third-party marketing vendor. You want a new lead generation website. You want a sales funnel that's full of leads. So you get proposals from vendors. Now, obviously, a vendor isn't going to want to give you a full marketing plan for free. That's as though you go into a naturopath, for instance, and ask them to give you a complete diet plan. You're asking for them to give your expertise for free. But you can get references to other solutions they've provided in the past. You can see what kind of work they've done and evaluate if they're a good fit with your personality and your business. But we're talking about setting clear expectations. You know what goals you want to achieve to get leads, and you want to know what they will do and how much content they'll expect from you. They want to know how much of an expert you are and how much work you're able to do in order to help them. That will help reduce their costs, but at the same time, you also don't want to waste all your time doing their work for them. So it's important to set clear expectations on what will be done and by who. Number two is you need clear data protection rights. What will they do to promote your site? And maybe there might be extra costs. For instance, and third-party email hosting like AWeber, third-party costs like extra domain names, or privacy on those domain names. Who pays those? And who pays for the pay-per-click if you do advertising? Do they charge you a flat rate or not? What happens to those keyword lists and all the other data when the contract ends? What happens to those email lists? Do they reuse any of the content that they created? Find out up front. The benefit is peace of mind for you. With a contract in writing, you'll know your rights. So congratulations. In this 5-minute podcast, you're able to find out how to protect yourself. So let's go into more detail. Ask the right questions. Who owns the rights to the website code template itself? You may have had something created that's custom, but you may also have just a template. Who owns that template? If you want to keep the site after you're finished working with this party, do you have to pay extra for that template? Will the vendor reuse that template that you've created for other clients? If so, well, maybe then you should be getting a discount because they're going to reuse that and it'll save them time and effort. So, in a WordPress site, for instance, there are often third-party plugins that may be active only based on subscription. Who owns the rights to those? Who pays for those subscriptions? Who has access to the site backups, so the files themselves, as well as the content that's produced as part of creating that site? Who owns the domain name? Now, that may seem like a simple question, but there's a company that pays for the renewal. That could be you, or it could be the third-party marketing vendor, or it could be the person who's named in Whois data. Who has the login to GoDaddy or the other domain name provider? There's a lot of different ownership points in that, talking about domain names. And in reality, your domain name is one of your most critical assets. If that third party owns that domain name and decides that at the end of the contract that they want to reuse that for something else, suddenly all of your effort and all of your work in creating your brand is now gone. You need to own your own domain name and have rights to it. All right. Next, social media. Now, obviously, if you're creating a social media account and posting on it, you've got admin rights to it, that's yours. But, for instance, if that third party creates social media accounts and they reuse it not only for you but to other promote other clients, cross-promotion that way for the purpose of backlinks, that means that third party owns that account. And what happens to the content on there? That continues to work for them and point towards that domain name. And remember what I said, if they own the domain name, they can continue to benefit from all of that work that you've paid them for. So there's backlinking accounts, other third-party or offshore outsourcers all may have content that you've created. What happens when that contract ends? So will the marketing company that you've been working with, will they delete it for you? Or do you just accept that it's still continuing to point to your website? But again, if those third-party accounts or profiles are owned by the marketing company, they may, if they delete that account and no longer use it, suddenly you may lose some of those most powerful links from Tumblr, Skidoo, and so on. So you can see there's lots of questions to ask before you get involved with any third party. Make sure you know who owns what. So the next step is action. Obviously, you may want to re-listen to this podcast. You may want to copy down more of these questions and take them in writing if you're already working with a third-party vendor and say, hey, I just had some thoughts. Who owns what? And what happens a year from now or 5 years from now if we stop working together? You've taken action. Congratulations, and that will give you peace of mind. Again, you can visit our podcast at any time at prnightmare.com. That's pr-nightmare.com. My name is Chris Richmond. I'm a certified project manager for internet marketing, and I look forward to helping you again soon. Goodbye.